today. How about that? Look at the green. Are we doing good on the green? Puck for today. We've been having a little trouble this morning with the green coming up on our encoder, where it says, we're doing fine. We're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Okay, 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 okay. Thought for today, I deserve to be successful, so I am. You know? Do you deserve to be successful, so you are?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's darn good. You know, I looked at what's her name, Ingeborg, up here this morning while she was giving her talk. And I thought to myself, if I ever had to sit through a talk by her, I would be bored to tears. She doesn't look at me. She looks out the window here as though she's looking for something to talk about, perhaps, you know. And then she looks up in the sky, and this is normal. A lot of speakers are like that. A lot of speakers do not make eye contact with their audience. And when you don't make eye contact with your audience, you're not going to be successful. To be successful, now you listen to me, young man. I have something I'm going to tell you, you know. When Papa comes out and talks to his son, now give me your attention. Now look at me in the eye, you know, because the boy wants to, you know, wander around. Yeah, you talking to me, Dad? He's got something. He's got his head going every which way except looking at Dad's eyes. And Mama, daughter, where were you last night? Oh, nowhere. Her head is bouncing around. Where were you last night? Out with the girls. What was his name? Freddie, what do you mean, out with the girls, and his name is Freddie? Now listen, sweetheart, I'm your mom. I've been there, done that too, but I'm also your mom, and I expect you, of all things, to be honest with me. Just tell me whatever it is that is going on in your world, and if it's good, I'll help you make it gooder, and if it's not good, let's talk about it so we can make it good, okay? Because life is just to be lived, and you're to be happy and be yourself and have fun. But if you're being somebody else, because I know in this family, we teach you values. We teach you things that are good. We teach you ways of acting to your brothers and your sisters and to us that is respectful to yourself. It's to yourself. And so when you go out with the gang, when you go out with your girlfriends or your boyfriend and you do things that you're not proud of, then you're going to have to live with that. And that's not any fun. So always do things that make you happy. You deserve to be successful. But you'll only be successful when you like yourself. And if you're going to go around doing things that you don't like yourself for doing, then you're not going to be successful. You can't. Because the criteria of being successful is, I like me. That sounds kind of egotistical, Mom. The criteria for being successful is, I like me. That's true, though. Now, Ingeborg, when she's giving her talk this morning, if she would look us all straight in the eye and say, now, I like me. I went on a walk this morning, and I did this, and I did that. And she looks us straight in the eye, we would just be riveted on her words. We would just be tied to her successful comments. We'd just be delighted in everything she has to say. But when she goes wandering off, to the moon gate, and Ingeborg, are you telling us the truth? You know, the kids, when they're not telling the truth, their eyes never can center in on Dad or Mom, you know. You know how that is. When the teacher says to you, okay, now, what's your answer? You say, you're looking up in the sky hoping the answer will fall down out of the sky or something like that. And it doesn't work that way. Concentrate direct. Give whatever answer comes out of your heart. And, you know, generally you'll be correct. But speak to yourself because you're being successful. You're being happy. You deserve to be happy. But you only deserve to have as much happiness as you can hold. Now, if you can't hold much happiness, you don't deserve it. If you are touched by what other people say, you can't hold much happiness because you're letting other people rule your world. And they don't deserve to rule your world unless you create them ruling your world, and then they deserve it because you gave it to them. You gave them permission to rule your world. Do you know that? You gave them permission to rule your world. And Ingeborg, Whenever you stick your nose in somebody else's business, you're giving them permission to stick their nose in your business. And you don't want that, do you? No. Well, let's not do it to others. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, but do it first. You be considerate, thoughtful, gentle, courteous, and kind first. Keep your nose out of other people's business, and you'll be so happy. Because keeping your nose in your business is enough work that you got to do with right there. It's enough work to do it. Now, Anita has a big nose, too. Anita was sitting in the living room doing something, and she heard the cat cowling, and so she went out to find out what the cat was crawling about, you know. And the cat says, "Hey, Anita, I got something for you to see over here. Come on." So she followed the cat, and the cat showed her a canary. I mean, we call it a hummingbird, laying on the ground. And Anita said, "What did you do to this hummingbird? Oh, what did you do to this hummingbird?" At first. And then she thought, "Hey, the cat called me to look at the hummingbird. The cat wants me to do something about the hummingbird. Maybe this cat didn't do that. Maybe this cat didn't take the hummingbird there. Maybe some other cat did, you know. And this cat's protecting it. That's a new idea for our cat." But, of course, Anita's cat would do that, you know, because Anita is so loving, so gentle, so kind, so courteous. And so she went over there and she says, "Hummingbird, are you going to live or are you going to die?" And the hummingbird says, "Well, hold me for a minute and I'll see." And so she held the hummingbird. Well, you see, while she was telling the story, when she got her big fat something out of the way, she could really turn your heart upside down into the story, because she was telling you what was going on in the mind of the hummingbird, in the mind of the cat, in the mind of her as she held them. And the story got more and more and more interesting all the time because she was letting the story reveal itself through her heart. And it was fascinating. You following? She was successful because she let go. But every time she started feeling sorry for herself, "Well, no, I got sort of a kick in the butt this morning and kind of hard to get over it." And, you know, every time you let yourself feel sorry for yourself, you are not successful. Never be sorry for yourself. Never feel sorry for anything that happened, that even if it's right or if it's wrong, it doesn't matter. Hey, lots of wrong things happen to us that we get blamed for that we didn't do, and we pay heavy prices for it. And if we're going to feel sorry, we're the only ones who are going to feel sorry. I mean, we're in there feeling sorry for ourselves, and the rest of the world's out there living and being perfectly happy, you know? Have you ever seen that? Yeah. The rest of the world doesn't care. It's doing its thing. Anita, your mother fell down this morning and scratched her knee. And blood all over the place and blood all over the house. And she got up and she washed off her knee. No big deal. But the blood all over the place, the blood all over the place. And she had to scrub it up and scrub it up because, you know, blood gets into carpeting and into this and that. And she was so sorry for herself that she let herself bleed all over the carpet on the way to the bathroom instead of holding it. You know what I mean? And so then she had to come back. "Why do I have to clear this blood? Why doesn't somebody come over here and help me? You know, somebody should be here when I need them. And, you know, here I am. I raise all my daughters, and none of them are here when I want them. None of them are here when I need them. But, you know, when I don't want them, they're always here, especially when it's dinner time, you know." But did you know your mother was doing all that sort of stuff? Yep. Did you care? Yep. Would you care if you knew? Nope. It's her game. See, little children... Mothers have to let little children scratch themselves and get up and feel successful about, "Hey, I handle that pretty well. Big old scratch on my knee, but puff, no problem. You know, no big deal." And you see, mothers have to let kids get over those things. And we have to let the world get over these things, because the world's going to do dumb things to us. Can you imagine the world thinking that you're not a nice person? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the world thinking that there's anything wrong with you? Can you imagine that the world would think you're not the greatest being on the face of the earth? Can you imagine it? I can't. My world loves me. My world thinks very highly of me. My world just thinks that they can't do enough for me. My world wants to always pat me on the back and hug me and kiss me. My world wants to always carry my load for me. My world, everything the world wants to do for me. Now, am I successful at this? No. Do I fail once in a while, maybe? Yep. When I forget, When I start feeling sorry for myself, then everything falls, bloop, and I have all sorts of problems. But we are successful, and we deserve it. And we deserve not to be successful when we feel sorry for ourselves. When we are happy with ourselves, then we are successful. When we are unhappy with ourselves, we are unsuccessful. Because people look at us and say, why are you unhappy? People look at us and say, why are you happy? They don't usually ask why we're happy. They just join in our happiness. Now think about that. Now, I didn't even turn the timer on, but it doesn't matter. Think about it. You are all walking your path. You're all doing your thing. You're all having your fun. And every time you feel a little sad for anything, you feel sad. You are not worth being with because you're trouty, trollic, and so forth. And don't do that. Be a joy to the world at all times, and you are the world. You are the world. Be successful. Be successful in your business. No matter what your business is, be successful in it. And the way to be successful in it, be happy. If you're losing money on the stock market, be happy. How is it to be happy losing money on the stock market? You can be happy because you haven't lost it all. And if you lost it all, then be happy because you're starting over again. What the heck? You did it before. You know, people come to the monastery here and they say, I want to be a monk. I want to do this and give everything to the monastery or give everything to somebody where I can't get it back. And then they're here for a couple of years. And then after they're here for a couple of years, then they want to go away. And they say, well, now I'm going to leave, you know. And we say, fine. And you have to go naked, you know, no money, no nothing. And they say, well, you know, the world isn't going to appreciate that. Well, we don't say that. We say, that's the principle. And if you were living the principle, you would not be leaving here. You would say, I am going out now to be a monk in the world. Very good. Take your clothes and go out and be a monk in the world and be a great monk in the world and have a great time. We'll even help you along a little bit, you know. But I can't stand this monastery anymore. I've got to get out of here. It's driving me mad, you know. And hey, if that's the case, go. And we'll clothe you and send you away too. But the thing is, whatever you do, do what is your thing to do. Don't leave here because it was a bad marriage, you know? Are you so stupid that you'd make a bad marriage? You'd choose a bad partner? You may change your desire to be together after a while, which is just fine. And so you say, hey, love, I'm going my way. Okay, I'm going mine. No big deal. We don't own each other. Life and its various activities does not possess us. So when we want to change anything in our life, not being a monk anymore, or this or that, we just speak right up and say it. And if we say, hey, I will always be a monk. I'm going out now, and I'm going to be a monk in the world. They say, fine and dandy. Go for it. You're a monk at large. You're a monkey at large. But you're a monk at large. Go. And anytime you want to come back, the door is wide open for you here because that's where this is your home. And that's nice to know. Now, if you're running away and you say, oh, I don't want to be a part of it anymore. I can't stand it. I got to get out of here. Then nothing here belongs to you. Nothing here belongs. It never did. Nothing here belongs to you. And we let you take things, but it doesn't belong to you. But if you leave because you want to go do something somewhere else and be a monk somewhere else and carry on what you've learned here and live it, then, hey, you're still a monk. You don't have any rights, but as a monk, we take care of you. As a monk, we give you something to wear when you go on your trip, as your vagabond journey around the world to be yourself and have fun. And that's super. Don't ever tie yourself any place to any job or any marriage or any relationship or anything at all where you're not happy. Leave not because you hate the situation, but leave because you're going to go out and express it more fully somewhere else. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, a lot of people have said, well, they had to leave the monastery naked. There's not one person who's ever lived to this monastery a lot richer than he came here. That is in clothing and everything else, too. But some people gave, and that's an improper term. When we were little kids and somebody would take back a gift they gave us, we'd call them an Indian giver. And I don't know where that term came from, but it's not a very nice term. It's if you give your mother $100,000 and then you have trouble in your business, you say, "Mom, I need that money back." And your mom says, "I'm sorry, I spent it." "You spent it already? How'd you spend it so quick?" "I paid off the house. I paid off the medical bills and everything. I'm all clean now, you know." "But Mom, I need that money." "You gave it to me. You gave it to me. And you said, Mom, I've always wanted to do something nice for you. Take this and do whatever you want to do with it." And then because you had bad times, you wanted to have it back, couldn't come back. This is what every monk should do when they come to the monastery as a novitiate. They should take everything after when they're ready to be a monk and give it away completely, either to the monastery or to some other organization they can't get it back from, or whatever, you know, but not possess it. Why? Because a successful person is not possessed. He doesn't own everything. He doesn't own anything. He has everything. The successful person has everything, but he owns nothing. He does not say, "It's mine, it belongs to me, and it is something that I alone have." The successful person never judges anybody else. He is so busy being successful, he hasn't time to look at what other people are doing and make a judgment on it. People will come to me and they'll say, "Dr. Barley, I know you're busy and so forth, but how do I handle the situation?" And I say, "What's the situation?" "Well, the situation is that I'm having difficulties with my wife, I'm having difficulties with this and that and the other thing." And I say, "Well, dump them and start fresh." "What?" "No, if you like your wife, was she a wonderful lady when you first married her? Did you think she was the greatest lady on earth?" "Yeah, yeah." "Well, when did she change?" "Well, a little while ago when she decided that she wanted to do things her way." "Well, have you thought that perhaps her way might be a good way?" "But I've always done it my way." "Have you thought that perhaps your way might be a good way?" "Yes." "Have you ever thought that her way might be a good way? Did you marry her because you thought she was a brilliant, desirable, fantastic woman?" "Yeah." "When did she change?" "Well, look, all you got to do is start loving yourself, not feeling that you have to run the whole world. Just run your own world. Be in charge of your own life, and you'll find that your wife will be the most beautiful being on the face of the earth, and you'll never want to leave her. You'll be the happiest couple in the world," and on and on and on. But you see, when you like yourself, you don't have to break relationships. You don't have to be a failure in business. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to walk on other people to get to your good. When you like yourself, you merely say something beautiful. Now this morning, Ingeborg said to Sylvia, "Sylvia, you should not have done that." And whether Sylvia should have done it or not, it's not the point. But Ingeborg should not have said, "Sylvia, you should not have done that." You follow me? That doesn't make it right for Ingeborg or wrong for Ingeborg. It just means that we are not our brother's keeper. We do not tell them what they should do or what they shouldn't. Ingeborg should say to herself, "I personally will not allow myself to do that." Okay? And that's perfectly okay. And that's what it is all about. I personally will not allow myself to do it. But don't feel superior to somebody else. Because if you're with a person who has never known how to wear shoes, and you think that they are not wearing shoes, you know, here they are walking through the city with no shoes on. What kind of strange people is that? And you say, "Well, there must be John Dainty. That's who it must be. It must be his kinfolk, you know, from the hill country." But no, lots of people don't like to wear shoes, but they wear them. But you look at them and you say, "What courage you have not to wear shoes when everybody else is wearing shoes. You're really amazing. I delight in you." You see, When we can do that, then we're a success again. But when we're judging the other person, saying, how come you're in here without shoes on? Shame on you. You've got to have shoes on. Don't you know you have shoes? You'll step on glass. Why are you making trouble for the other person and yourself? Just say, hey, no shoes. Fantastic. It's not for me to judge. Are you the conductor of the bus that says you can't come on here without shoes on? No. Are you the shopkeeper who says you can't come in my shop without shoes on? No. Who are you? You're just a people. And you look at other people who are just people, and you don't judge them, but you also say, okay, I choose to wear shoes, and bless your heart, go for it. Does John Dainty use shoes now and then? Yeah. When he's working out in the garden here and he's putting his foot down on top of the shovel, he wears shoes. I mean, who would care if he were working in the garden without shoes and putting his foot down on top of the shovel without shoes? That'd hurt his instep a little bit, you know. But it's whatever is practical. See, he wears them when it's convenient and practical, and when it's not, he chooses not to. Whatever is right for him. But he is successful. Why is he successful? He's being himself and having fun. Are you being yourself and having fun? Are you successful? Well, work on it. You haven't got a long ways to go. It's just a few tough rocks to crack. And you'll crack it. I've got a sledgehammer. I'll loan you if you want. You know what that sledgehammer is called? Love, peace, joy, harmony, right action, truth, non-judgmental, you know, unconditional, untouchable, all that neat stuff, all that neat stuff. We have that by the ton here at the monastery. And we give it out to everyone who would like to have it, and we don't ask for it back. And we're tough. We're tough. But we're also gentle. I deserve to be successful, so I am. How about you? Do you deserve to be successful, so you are? I think so. You're my creation, and I love each one of you more than you will ever know. And we'll keep it that way. More than you'll ever know. I deserve to be successful, so I am. And so it is. And I love you.